This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you, who have the final say, this is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to KimandLavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
Welcome in, one and all. It is the Wendy's Big Show here on a Kim and Lavoie Judgment Tuesday. No, I'm not Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Radio Joe Zenzola filling in for Sparky, who is out sick. Just dealing with some sinus issues. Alongside two former Packers, one of which, of course, is Gary Ellerson, the former running back for the Packers and the Badgers. Dan Plucker is our executive producer. A lot to get to on today's show. Coming up at 3 o'clock, the NFL has been dealing with a lot. They've had a lot on their plate this offseason, and the spotlight continues to shine bright on them. Now, should they be stepping in when it comes to the name of the Washington Redskins? We'll talk about that at 3 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, the Brewers released their 60-game schedule. And while we have baseball and we have a schedule in place, there's a couple of things that don't make a ton of sense. So do you have a problem with it? We'll talk about that at 4 o'clock, but we'll lead things off with the Kansas City Chiefs with the record-breaking contract that they gave Patrick Mahomes. At the end of the day, with incentives, if Patrick Mahomes gets everything he wants and achieves all the goals that are, you know, added with these incentives and you add the guaranteed money, I mean, this man could literally make, when it's all said and done after 12 years, over $500 million. It is just crazy what he's been able to make. But again, this is earned because Patrick Mahomes now is the face of the NFL going forward here for the many years to come. But it was very interesting. Earlier this morning, I was watching Get Up on ESPN, and they literally had wall-to-wall coverage of this. That's all they talked about all day, Gary, was Patrick Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes. They didn't talk about anything else. It was all Patrick right. Mahomes. So Mike Greenberg puts out this question, and he says, okay, when you look at some of the bright stars in sports as of right now, if you had to pick one that would have the biggest career over the next 10 years, who do you think that would be? So in this poll, he had four guys. He had Mahomes, he had Zion Williamson, which, okay, he had Mike Trout, and then he had Giannis. So 42,000 votes came in on this. Patrick Mahomes got 50% of that vote. Giannis came in second with nearly 20% of the vote. And then Zion and Mike Trout came in right around 15%. So we're going to kind of pose it to you. And maybe there's going to be a lot of bias in this. Maybe not. Maybe people will try to really think hard about this. But ask yourself this, between Giannis and Patrick Mahomes, who just got that crazy, crazy contract, who do you think will have the bigger career in the next 10 years? 414-799-1250 is the phone number. You can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/1057FMTheFan, or on Twitter at 1057FMTheFan. So, Gary, I guess I'll throw it to you here. How do you see it?
Well, it's tough to project out for 10 years. But I think for sure right now today is Mahomes. And we'll see how it plays out. But if you look at the three major sports, football, basketball, baseball, the NFL is king. They have more viewership than any of the other three, and then the other two major sports that are out there. So right now, Mahomes is front center of all that. I think right now he's probably the most watched athlete in the world today. Well, I shouldn't say world, because soccer is pretty big too. So I would say right now he's the most watched athlete in the United States today. Right now today it's most certainly Mahomes. The problem that you get into this with football is guys get hurt so easy and out of sight, out of mind. And, you know, you look at the life expectancy of NFL players run about 3-4 years. So, I mean, he's already been hurt. I mean, he was hurt his first year. And so he didn't win MVP that year. So I think he had a knee injury at some point. When the Packers played him, he didn't play. So you're going to get hurt, I think, more often than not in football than you do if you're playing basketball. But for sure, right now, today is Mahomes. 10 years is if I had to go 10 years, then it probably would be Giannis, only because they don't get hurt. I mean, well, they do, but not as often. So if I would say down the line 10 years, but if everything keeps trending the way it is, and if football continues to be king, if football continues to be the number one sport, it will be Mahomes by a landslide.
See, now this is where it gets kind of interesting, because when we talk about success, we can look at the individual success of a quarterback, individual success of a superstar in the NBA, and we can see all the numbers they're putting up every single year. We're looking at the records that they're breaking. But then at the end of the day, you also want to measure a superstar when it comes to being the greatest of all time as to how many championships.
Correct.
And so if we're looking at championships, Gary, I feel like that actually works more into Giannis's favor, because there's only so many players on an NBA roster, and if you have that superstar on your team, you're going to have a huge edge over anyone else in the NBA. I mean, that's just fact. Whereas there's going to be more moving parts in the NFL, and you also got to think, too, the Chiefs, with this contract that they put together for Patrick Mahomes, it is a pretty smart contract, and there's a lot going on there. But at the end of the day, the Chiefs are still not going to be able to sign all of their other star players. I mean, you know, you're thinking about Chris Jones, a defensive lineman. You're thinking about Travis Kelce. I mean, those guys are going to be up for contracts in the next couple of years. You're not going to be able to pay for everyone. So the hardest part about this is, whenever you give a quarterback huge money, as you do, and you can even look at the Packers and Aaron Rodgers in their case. But when you look at all of that, you got to make sure that the quarterback is doing everything they can, but then you got to make sure that the team around him, there's enough talent there to get it done. So if I'm looking at it from a championship standpoint, I would actually have to go with Giannis. Just for the fact that as long as you've got Giannis on your team and he's healthy, you're going to be in that conversation every single year in the NBA. And as long as you have a couple of good players with you, that will go a long way compared to the NFL, where there is just so many more variables that go into it. And plus, it's a sport where you're more likely to be injured, like you mentioned. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
No, I disagree a little bit in that when you look at the game of football, and it's why I go back and say it's the number one watched sports that's out there in the United States. So you're always going to have eyes on you. When you also take into account, Giannis is going to be very productive, but Look how long it took LeBron to win championships. I mean, so it wasn't like, look how long it took Michael Jordan to win his first one. So it's in basketball, you're more likely to build a super team, seems like. But if Giannis stays in Milwaukee, that's not going to happen. So what's more likely to happen right now is that Mahomes is more likely to win another Super Bowl before Giannis win his first NBA championship. It's the way it stacks up right now today. It's not easy. Folks think it's easy to do what they do in basketball, but it's not. It's even tougher for Giannis to do it in this market.
414-799-1250 is the phone number. You can get in on this question. Giannis or Mahomes, who will have the most success in the next 10 years? And leaping his way into the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios is the one and only Leroy Butler. Leroy, so how do you see it, man?
Well, first of all, Mahomes already has one. Giannis doesn't. So he's got like a head start. But to me, Patrick Mahomes at the top of his game, and so is Giannis. But Giannis got to go through more. He plays more games, more wear and tear on his body. They got rules to protect Patrick Mahomes. I mean, you just can't just do whatever you want. I mean, we saw what Toronto did to Giannis. You know, there's a certain way you can play him. With Mahomes, man, he's still on his rookie deal. He got 2 years for them to really win it again. I would say that it's Patrick Mahomes. I think Patrick Mahomes is in a position to threaten Tom Brady's 6 championships. I mean, he's a young kid. They got all this speed around him, and it seemed like that's the way it's going to go. And then he's going to have the opportunity to really, to be honest with you, in the AFC, play Lamar Jackson. Maybe one or two more teams. Tom Brady's in the NFC, but he's 43, so he's not really a threat. There's no threat to Patrick Mahomes in the AFC, so he's going to be in a lot of championship games. And you would think he would be in a lot of Super Bowls because, you know, the guy's the best, I mean, the best quarterback we've seen in a long time to do everything they could do possibly. Somebody just got in a huddle and said, you know what? Let's get everybody that can run 4.3 or better and bring him in. And you don't need a bunch of Pro Bowlers around him. You just need guys with speed and that can get into this offense that they like. Now, yesterday I touched on this, Joe, that if Andy Reid may not be there throughout this contract, okay, say Andy Reid is gone, Eric Bieniemy is the next guy in line. He's going to run the same offense. He's calling the plays. So he's going to have every opportunity to throw for 50 more touchdowns if he wants, to throw for 5,000 yards. I think they run the ball sometime when they forget. You know, we need to run the ball every now and then. Oh, yeah, okay. For the most part, so I would think that Mahomes is in a better situation than Giannis to basically win multiple championships and will have an opportunity with the people around him. The thing about Bucks fans, Giannis got the best people around him, and they still not happy. Every now and then, how often do they tear down Cash? he's not really a superstar. He's not really an all-star. You know, and I don't like the way the guards, you know, I don't like this. They don't do that in Kansas City. They like everything around him. Giannis got the best team. He's going to be a 2-time MVP, and you don't know if he's going to sign a long-term deal, which I think he will. But if you're going to be put in a position to win championships, and Gary just hit on it, it's hard. But you're only playing 16 games. I only got to win, 10 of those just to get into the playoffs? Oh, it's a way easier road for Patrick Mahomes. And I think he's in position to win 4, 5, 6 championships. I just don't see a lot of people beating them, especially if they keep all those guys together. That they don't pay one or two of these guys a lot of money. And Joe, you touched on it with Travis Kelce and some of the other guys. Tariq Hill. They already signed him. He's on the books. He's already on the books for a while. So they need every now and then get one or two. I mean, I don't know if they'll ever spend money on a running back situation. They can just draft guys, and that's what they did. But if Andy Reid is there, he can win two more championships with Andy Reid. When Andy Reid leaves, Eric Bieniemy is his new head coach, going to call all these plays for him to stay in the shotgun, just live back there and throw the ball all over the place. So I'll say it's Patrick Mahomes.
But see, that's under the assumption that Eric Bieniemy actually stays in Kansas City. I'm actually surprised this guy has not gotten a head coaching job yet.
You know why he ain't got no – come on, Joe, stop it. Why you think they – Joe, come on.
No, I, seriously,
the,
like
– Man, the Giants hired – the Giants hired a guy. They just say, man, we just close your eyes and pick a guy. If I'm Eric Bieniemy, I don't want to go anywhere else. If I'm Josh McDaniels, I don't want to leave. I'm going to wait for the hoodie to leave. I'm going to wait for Bill Belichick to say, which I don't know what that is, when that'll be. I'm staying right there. I got a chance to go to the playoffs every year. If I'm Eric Bieniemy, I ain't interviewing nowhere else. I'm done. I did this for you guys. I did that old fake Rooney Rule stuff for you guys. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm staying in Kansas City. I got the best quarterback. I can call plays. My head guys put me in position to succeed. That's Andy Reid. When Andy Reid leaves, because Andy Reid's been around a long time, okay? They just won the first Super Bowl in 50 years. Why would you want to go anywhere? So I wasn't surprised Josh McDaniels went to Indianapolis, sat down and said, wait a minute, I can stay here and lose. I can go back, make the same amount of money, and have a chance to win another Super Bowl. I'm going back to New England. So if I'm Bieniemy, I'm not just what I think. We may disagree. You and Gary may disagree. I'm never leaving if I'm him, because it ain't about being a head coach anymore. Once you feel like you ain't getting a good shot, it's about winning championship, getting that resume together. And somebody's going to have to replace Andy Reid. Andy Reid ain't no spring chicken. Andy Reid raised me back in the 90s, okay? So if Andy Reid is going to be there another 2 or 3 years, Joe and Gary, Eric Bieniemy, I mean, players will start leaving if he's not the head coach. So if I'm Bieniemy, I'm staying there and I'm waiting.
What about you, Gary? If one of these NFL teams comes knocking on the door to Eric Bieniemy's house and says, hey, we need a head coach, we'd love to have you, and we're going to pay you a lot of money to come here. I mean, come on, you got to go, right?
Well, I mean, he should have his pick. I wouldn't do what the guy did in Miami. What's his name, Leroy? Just to go get a job.
The head coach?
Flores.
I wouldn't do
Brian
that.
Flores.
No. I won't. He should get a job. Just like who the guy coaching at the Golden State Warriors?
Steve Kerr.
He should get a job just like Steve Kerr. Walk into a nice spot. He
Ready
should
made.
Be able to pick and choose his spot. Don't walk into a deal where they give you a 4 or 5 year deal and you're right, Joe, with a lot amount of money and it's an unstable organization and you'll be out of there in 3. That gets you nowhere.
414-799-1250, asking you guys, Giannis or Mahomes, who will have the most success over the next 10 years? It's all because of a poll that GetUp from ESPN had posted today. We posted our own question, just looking at those two specific guys right now, and maybe this has some bias, 68% are going with Giannis over Patrick Mahomes. We'll take more of your reaction coming up next. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, I'm Radio Joe. This is the Wendy's Big Show.
VIP. Let's kick it.
Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. Kim LaVoy, judgment question of the day. Giannis.
Thanks for coming in, Joe. We'll
oh, of course.
It.
Yeah, you got it. Filling in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson alongside. Kim LaVoy, judgment question of the day. We're asking you guys, Giannis or Mahomes, who will have the most success over the next 10 years? We saw Patrick Mahomes get that ridiculous contract, but hey, he deserves every penny of it for him now being the man, the face of the NFL as the next generation of football moves on here. But we want to know between him and Giannis who has the most success. You can tweet at us at 105.7 FM The Fan, where Brewers fan tweets, he says Giannis, he says less punishment on the body from taking hits. Angry Brewer tweets, Giannis will have much more success. So you guys can get in on this. Also, our poll question. The question originally came from ESPN's Get Up, where Mike Greenberg put out the poll, and he included not only Mahomes and Giannis, but he also had Zion Williamson in there. He had Mike Trout. And about 50% of the people who chimed in on it said that Patrick Mahomes would have the most success over 10 years, Giannis coming in second with about 20%. See, for me, guys, I'm going to go with Giannis, and I just think right now it really hinges on LeBron James, doesn't it? Like, LeBron is still playing at a very high level, but at some point that man is going to fade. He just has to fade. That's just as you get older, you are going to fade. We just don't know when that's going to be. And I think Giannis has that situation where he can be the face of the NBA. He can be just like Patrick Mahomes, where he can be the man, and this is the guy to beat. Now, again, the Eastern Conference is changing a little bit. There's a little bit more competition. You got to factor in Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant and what that Brooklyn team's going to look like next year. But I still think at the end of the day, Giannis has a chance to really seize the moment and be the man, which also means when you're the man and you're that number one guy in the league, you're going to have a pretty darn good chance of getting to the finals in a lot of seasons. I just feel like that's there for him. Oh, and by the way, Giannis is only getting better. Giannis is still developing some things in his game that we still haven't fully seen yet, including that three-point shot. He's got room to be even better, and I just feel like I might give the edge to Giannis here over Patrick Mahomes, Gary.
No. I mean, Giannis hasn't even won a championship yet, Joe.
I know that, but I think this man is going to win championships.
Well, I mean, Yeah,
championships.
We all know that. We all thought Charles Barkley was going to win one. We all thought
the Cubs.
We all thought that Karl Malone was going to win one. Yeah, we all thought the Chicago Cubs was going to win six.
Yeah.
And so we don't know that, Joe.
Championships.
Yeah, your colleagues.
What we do know, what we do know is Mahomes has one. Mm-hmm. And it's probably going to be one of the most difficult seasons to try to go win the NBA championship this year. I mean, there's so much swirling around right now. You got this pandemic going. I mean, we're in the middle of a uproar here and a crisis, you know, humanitarian. I mean, we've got a lot of stuff going on in the world today that these guys are going to have to overcome. So I think this further puts Giannis behind the eight ball to try to go win one. It's not going to be easy.
But what is it going to say if, let's just say, the NBA season does happen, it goes all the way through, and the Bucks are NBA champions, Leroy? I mean, Giannis is saying that this is going to be the toughest championship ever to win. So if he's able to achieve that with the Bucks this year, that's got to go a long way.
Well, first of all, if they do win a championship, the three of us are going to be ecstatic. That's a disclaimer.
Oh, of course.
But I would say this, though. Once Giannis signed his max deal, you're going to have two African-Americans for close to $1 billion. And if one of them is not an owner in 15 years, I'm going to be disappointed, because that's the kind of money you're going to need. I'm looking for the next, and I tweeted this earlier, the next Michael Jordan, Bob Johnson, Derek Jeter, you know, those types. Mahomes should be an owner in 10 or 15 years, and maybe 15, 20 years, Giannis should try to own his own franchise. So now let's get back to this question, because you brought up something about LeBron James. You got to wait till LeBron James leaves. Now you got to wait for Kawhi Leonard leaves. You know, all these guys that are standing in your way, Patrick Mahomes, they got to wait on nobody. I mean,
what about Lamar Jackson?
He had his chance. They had a chance, couldn't even get out of the first or second round. I mean, yeah, they got beat by Tennessee, I think. I mean, Mahomes waited for him, didn't show up.
What about Russell Wilson?
Yeah. The other side. He got to make it. He got to beat the Packers first and beat San Francisco first. He got to play San Francisco twice. If he make it, okay, we'll have that conversation. But it's clear path for Patrick Mahomes, boy, because when Brady was there, it was always clear path for him. And I said this. And me and Gary to talk about this. He used to smoke a cigar. I'm not old enough to smoke. Brady playing the worst division I've ever seen. You got Buffalo, the Jets, and Miami. I'm not making that big of a deal, but when he start mowing people down in the playoffs, you got to give him his due. Listen, Kansas City is set up. Okay, they got the best safety in the league, arguably. I mean, with the Honey Badger. They go after the pack. They're set up to win for a long time. And the thing about it is, these kind of questions, to make your argument, sometimes you have to necessarily pull the other guy down. You don't have to do that. Yeah, you don't have to talk bad about Giannis. I'm just saying, if I was in a race with somebody and they're giving me a head start, which Mahomes has a championship already with a head start, he going to win most of these races. So you would think that if you were a fairly minded person, not being biased, not in the spin cycle like I'm in maybe 85% of the time on this show, it's kind of funny. You have to say Patrick Mahomes. And I understand it's not the prisoner of the moment because he got this big deal. No, it's just the kid is not only is he very good, Joe, you got to look at the people around him. I say that for the people that got the narrative that you got to have people around you to win. But I don't think anybody can name when Tom Brady won the Super Bowls, who was his top four receiver on all six of his Super Bowls. You may name one, two, maybe three. If you did, I'd be impressed. Because he didn't win a Super Bowl with Randy Moss, 23 touchdowns. So my thing is, and the Bucs have done that with Giannis. They gave him the best team the last 2 years. The last 2 years, they've been the best team. Points margin, blowing out teams, best defensive team as well. Everything, coach of the year, executive of the year, I'm a big John Horse guy. Everything. They got new ownership. Not new ownership, just different ownership. So they still got everything. It still got beat four straight. And that guy left to go to the other division. So now it's clear sailing in the East. But when you get there, you know, we had people, Bucks fans calling in a couple weeks ago. If they do the schedule, we didn't know the schedule back then, Joe. I hope they don't have to play the Clippers. I hope they don't have to play this team. You shouldn't have to say that with Mahomes. Bring on everybody. That's how good this guy is. And again, I can't say this point as many times as I can. If Andy Reid is there for 3 or 4 years, nobody is beating them. They got to beat themselves. And that can happen. Okay? Because when I won my first Super Bowl, Joe, I said, man, this is easy. You know what? To myself, of course. We went again. Yeah. I said, man, this is easy again. Hadn't been back. Okay? Aaron Rodgers and them had to go in there and win a Super Bowl. And when Aaron Rodgers and them won that Super Bowl, man, you know what? This ain't bad. You know? We can probably do it again. It's been a decade since. It's hard to win your first one. It really is. So if Giannis wins his first one this year, I don't care about a star. I don't care about an asterisk. We can reset the question. But until then, I am shocked people would even pick Giannis with Mahomes already having a championship and the best quarterback in his particular sport. I'm just shocked by that. But I want to hear from those people, though. I do. I want somebody to call us up. Maybe they don't know our number. Call us up, and I can be. What's our number, I got a. It's 799-1250, I believe. 414.
Look at you.
That might have changed. Look at Leroy. We got a lot of problems.
Look at this boy. 414-799-1250. That's the number.
Right. I want to hear from people. Yes.
Guy.
Yeah. Don't be on Twitter. You can do both.
Both.
Hit us on Twitter, but if you're at work, don't call, please. No. Don't. It ain't worth you getting called into the office. But I want to hear from you. I got an open mind. If you can sway me, and Joe's trying, Bucks fans, I got an open mind. Call me up and I'll come over to your side. Give me a better argument than I've heard so far.
414-799-1250.
Yeah, let them have it, Joe. Don't be scared to call. We ain't gonna hang up on you.
Yeah, this is fascinating because, again, what I hate, and when we do sports topics like these, it is very hard to project anything because at the end of the day, we don't know. You know,
right. we're having barbershop talk.
Exactly. Like we thought Aaron Rodgers would win more than one Super Bowl, and that never came to fruition. But again, you can blame that on the general manager for not doing enough to put a team around. Now, I'd like to think the Kansas City Chiefs will have a slightly better operation and would actually add veteran players to put around Patrick Mahomes. I do think, though, at the end of the day, I'm not going to put a number on it because then people are going to hold me to that.
That's your opinion. You can put a number on it.
No. I'm not going to put a number on it.
Don't be scared.
I'm not putting a number on it. I put numbers on things in the past, and people have held it against me.
Just like me and Joe told about the Cubs. Me and Gary's about the Cubs. Oh, they'll win 15, 22 championships. Yeah, they got that one, though.
15, 22.
That's a lot of championships. I'll just say this. Giannis, in his career, will win at least two championships. Championships, plural, I'll say at least two. Okay, so there's a number, least two. I think that can happen, if not more. And he has the opportunity to be the Patrick Mahomes of the NBA. It's the way I see it. Again, 414-799-1250 is the number. You guys can get in on this. Coming up on the other side, we will hear from one of the Milwaukee Bucks. And actually, he's speaking for the first time since they had to shut down their practice facility before going down to Orlando because of the coronavirus and the testing. Brook Lopez, you're going to hear some of what he had to say. And also, a little bit later in the show, we're going to talk to one of the Brooklyn Nets broadcasters, Chris Carino, excuse me.
Both of those guys.
Yeah, we're going to get his thoughts on this Nets team because they are in this bubble. Half their team is gone because they're either hurt or they have corona. So where do they stand? We'll get to him a little bit later on in the show as well. He is Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. I'm Radio Joe. More of the Wendy's Big Show coming up next on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show continues here in the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola filling in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. And alongside two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. Brook Lopez had a chance to address the media about an hour ago, and really we have not heard anything from the Milwaukee Bucks until now. We saw over the weekend on Sunday that they made the decision to close their practice facility as they're gearing up for Orlando. There was fear that several players, personnel, tested positive for the coronavirus. So Brook Lopez was really one of the first to speak about it. Here's what he had to say.
Hey, Brook. How are you? Good to see you.
What's up, Brook?
I want to start off with a fun one for you. When you found out that you were going to the Grandestino, you know Disney more than anyone. The initial reaction to that, positive or negative?
Definitely a positive. I like the Grandestino Tower at Coronado Springs. They have a nice little tapas place there, Toledo. A good restaurant. You know, I think that we'll have to be going to a lot. We'll have our break breads there, I'm sure. And, you know, we'll see how long Adam Silver can keep Robert and I from getting in the park.
As a follow-up to that, how weird will it be for you to be so close to home yet so far away?
It's definitely going to be weird. You know, obviously I consider all of to be home for me, but you know, to have a place on property that I can't go to, it's definitely weird. But you know, obviously we're doing everything we can to ensure the safety of all the players and our staff, and that's obviously very important to do. So we'll obviously be following those guidelines.
Thanks, Brett.
Thanks, Zora. Next, Matt Velasquez from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Hey, Brooke, how's it going?
What's up?
So decidedly less fun than Zora, but with the practice facility closing and obviously, you know, things progressing towards you guys moving toward Orlando for the restart, kind of what's the feeling around the team with everything that's going on, and how safe are you feeling with the bubble and the situation you guys are in?
You know, speaking personally, I'm pretty excited to keep moving forward and get down to Orlando and get going. I think everyone feels really, you know, Scott, Troy, our whole staff has done a great job so far of keeping everyone safe, everyone in the loop. We've been doing a great job of getting our tests and receiving our information pretty quickly after that. And so I think everyone feels pretty comfortable with the way we've handled everything. And we'd had good workouts for the past couple of weeks, you know, great individual workouts, obviously following all the rules. And I think guys are pretty comfortable and pretty ready to get going to Orlando now.
All right. Thank you, Matt. We'll go to Eric Name from The Athletic.
Hey, Brooke. I'm curious, why has your faith been at all affected about how safe the NBA can keep the campus with the positive test for your team? You're one of six teams that has now shut down the facility in the lead up to this. Do you have any doubts about how safe it will be once you actually get to the campus?
I don't really. You know, I'm pretty confident in everything that the NBA and our teams have been doing. And, you know, I'm definitely trying to look optimistically. You know, I think each and every person has been doing what they can on their own to control their variables, to put themselves in the best situation to keep everyone as safe as possible. You know, and I think obviously there were always a few positive cases, unfortunately. Fortunately, everyone's pretty safe, even considering those. And I think once we get down there, kind of get settled more and more, obviously, again, following guidelines, we'll have this thing under control, we'll be in a safe environment, and, you know, we'll go from there.
Malika Andrews with ESPN.
Hi, Brooke. I was just curious, just to clarify, now that the facility is closed, are you expecting to be able to do any basketball activities apart?
Sorry, I didn't catch that last part. I'm sorry.
No worries. Are you, with the facility now closed, right, are you expecting to be able to do any basketball activity before the wall depart?
Personally, I'm not looking to do any basketball activities these next couple days leading up to our departure. Honestly, that kind of goes with the way our individual workouts were scheduled. The load wasn't that heavy this week. We're still getting our cardio and weight stuff at home, and, you know, doing recovery and everything like that there as well. And then, you know, obviously we leave Thursday and we'll be down there quarantining for a couple of days and back to business.
And then just a quick follow-up. A lot of individual guys are worried about being away from their families for so long, but you're going to have something built in coming with you. What do you think about spending that amount of time with your brother?
I've been trying to keep Robin at bay as long as possible with all these COVID, you know, rules and regulations and everything. Yes, he's probably a 12-foot distance from me, honestly. And if there's anyone that I'm not allowing in my room, it's that guy. So, you know, he can tag along from a distance like he typically does.
Thank you.
Next question will be Lori Nickel with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Hey, Brooke, I just wonder what the range of emotions are like for you. I remember the first time I heard Rudy Gobert tested positive, and, you know, and back in March, it was just so scary. Now, when I look at it, you know, the hospitalizations are down somewhat. It's obviously a huge tragedy, but when you hear of someone close to you who tests positive, do you know more about coronavirus now, or is it just as scary as it ever was? Tell me how you've been going through the emotions.
You know, there's obviously, you know, I want what's best for the people who have tested positive. You know, there is that amount of concern. You just want them to be well. But I think, again, you know, we're so lucky and fortunate to have such a strong medical and training staff that we do. And Scott has been so fantastic at taking care of us, you know, getting us our tests regularly, staying on top of everything that, we've been able to do a pretty good job of handling the situations that have come so far.
Eric Woodyard, ESPN.
Hey, what's up, Brooke? How you doing, man?
What's up?
For y'all, man, obviously this the guys have had so much success this year, but, you know, with Giannis being the reigning MVP, gets a lot of credit. So for the supporting cast, you know, playing in this time, you guys heading to the playoffs, how much of a challenge are you looking to really prove yourself? You know, that supporting cast, and for a guy like Eric Bledsoe, who's had his ups and downs in the playoffs, do you think a setting like this can help him, you know, focus?
You know, for us, it's just, it's a team-wide thing. We care less about, you know, the individual pieces or anything like that. You know, we're all going out there trying to do our roles, perform our roles, so that the some of those parts can succeed. You know, it's not about any one person, you know, doing one thing or being incredible or anything like that. It's about being the best team possible. And, you know, I think going into the bubble and going down to play in this situation in Orlando, it's definitely going to be a great challenge. But, you know, I think it's something, honestly, that a lot of us are ready for and we're excited about. We're definitely ready to get down there, see what it's like, get our feet in the water, and then just go.
Thank you, Eric. Steve McGargy with Associated Press.
I was just wondering, first, ballpark estimate, how often have you and Robin been to Walt Disney World in the past? And also, I was just wondering about the difficulty of keeping this bubble pristine. How tough do you think it's going to be for this thing to work as planned in terms of everybody doing what they're supposed to and everything off the court?
The first part is probably tougher for me to answer than the second part, honestly. It's been so many times, the number is up there. My mom was a math teacher, but she'd probably be disappointed in me that I can't count that high. That being said, I think that we're pretty confident in the way that the bubble situation is going to work. It obviously takes a lot of accountability and responsibility from each player and each staff member, but I think everyone has that understanding that's going down there. We all want to see the season go forward. We all want to continue to participate and compete. And I think everyone understands what they have to do to keep everyone safe, you know, because that's the most important thing. We got to go down there. We got to be able to keep our brotherhood safe, keep our families safe. And, you know, we don't want to do anything to put people in danger.
Lance.
Thank you, Steve. We'll go next to Lance Allen with WTMJ TV.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Brooke. Question for me is, Brooke, for the 3 weeks that you're down there, how safe will you feel kind of just, you know, getting used to your surroundings and just that window that you can obviously feel safe and healthy? But on the flip side, you've had individual workouts. So the 5-on-5, when you get to that point, is that going to be the more concerning part, do you feel?
We have a good setup and timeline once we get down there regarding on-court activities that everything will be will feel as comfortable as possible, and we'll have the right progression. Honestly, it's going to be interesting to see how comfortable it is from a standpoint of being in that hotel room for 1 week and then 2 weeks and then a month and 2 months down the line. I think it's something that as a team we've been trying to mentally prepare for a while now. You know, obviously, we have big goals, big aspirations, and getting comfortable with our surroundings, our situation, accepting what we have to do is all a part of that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lance. Next, Stephanie Sutton, WISN Television.
Hi, Brooke. Hope you're doing well. How much of a competitive disadvantage was it to have your practice facility shut down? And how concerned are you about the same thing happening down in the bubble in Florida?
Well, I hope you're doing well as well, first off. Like I said earlier, we were fortunate in that the timing with the positive test, it kind of lined up to where we were, I guess, lowering the intensity level of our workouts leading up to leaving for Orlando. We had a couple off days lined up, you know. We had days where we'd come in, do maybe 1 or 2 days where we'd come in, get an individual workout in. But it was a bit of a lighter load leading up to Orlando. So it did work out well in that regard. Being down there, you know, it's going to be interesting. You know, obviously everyone's going to be doing everything they can, following protocols, staying safe, keeping socially distanced, wearing masks, gloves, washing hands, doing everything they can to keep the chances of positive tests down. But, you know, obviously that's something beyond my control and my say-so if those positive tests aren't happening.
All right, there he is. That's Brook Lopez talking with the media a little bit earlier today. And we will react to what some of the stuff Brook Lopez had to say there. We will also hear a little bit later in the show from Mike Budenholzer. He will we'll play that presser at 5:35. We'll get his thoughts on everything that's been going on. Your thoughts to that. We'll get Gary and Leroy's reaction as well. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola. This is the Wendy's Big Show. It's the Wendy's Big Show on a Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day coming up at 3 o'clock. The NFL has a lot on their plate these days, and they're going to have even more on their plate now with potentially trying to change the name of one of their teams, the Washington Redskins. We will get into that coming up in about 15 minutes, but want to get your reaction to what Brook Lopez had to say there. While the Milwaukee Bucks did not get into specifics when it came to who tested positive, how many people tested positive, it was worth noting for Mike Budenholzer, and we're going to hear more from Mike Budenholzer coming up at 5:35. But Gary and Leroy, I'm going to play this for you. This was Mike Budenholzer a little bit earlier talking about the positive tests. Take a listen to this.
The mindset has been to focus more on the positives. You know, what opportunity we have ahead of us, you know, what a challenge this is. And, you know, I think, you know, nobody's naive. I think inherent in all of this is that, you know, there could be, you know, some strange, luck or some things that could go and disrupt the whole deal. But we don't talk about it much. We don't focus on it. I think, you know, we're trying to keep our minds just, you know, really in a focused and, I guess, much, you know, as positive as possible, while still, you know, acknowledging that things can happen.
All right, so that was Mike Budenholzer a little bit earlier. Again, you'll hear from him at 5:35. But it sounds like, Gary, there might have just been one positive test from the team and the staff, which is really good news.
Yeah, and one is one too many, right? And that's what they're trying to guard against. And I get it, and I get all the questions asked by everyone, because everybody's trying to find out who that one person was, right?
Right, and they weren't going to release that.
No, and we know who we don't want it to be. We don't want it to be Giannis.
Right.
And if that is, that's huge breaking news in and around the NBA. So that's why they're asking all those questions. Like, they're at least trying to get around to it and see if they can get an answer. But I think when you look at the NBA, Major League Baseball right now, everybody's getting ready to try and start. We know we're going to have some positive tests. You just got to hope that it's not your star player. And if it is, then how do they then move forward from there? How does that affect the season? How does it affect this shortened season? Because, I mean, I don't know. I think it's you have to get tested and retested again until you're negative. And then there's a 14-day wait. So there's a lot of things that goes into this that is just not so cut and dry and simple.
I'll say this, though, Leroy, from Brook Lopez, you know, talking. He was a very optimistic cat. And you know what? You know, we sit here day by day. We're following along with the news. We're constantly, you know, we're thinking to ourselves, man, is sports even going to happen this year? Can these leagues be able to get through an entire season? I mean, how, you know, what's the tipping point going to be? And a lot of times, there's more pessimism than there is optimism. I got to give Brook Lopez a lot of credit. He's still very optimistic that this thing could work out. And I think sometimes we need to just try to stay positive and try to stay hopeful with this stuff. I know things really do seem like doom and gloom every day when we're looking at the news, but it was really good to hear how Brook Lopez felt about all that.
Well, they could have just asked him, how's his teammates doing? How are they feeling? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and maybe, you know, but he's a vet, though. And he also knows more than we know, and as he should. He's actually playing, and we're not. So he got all of the paperwork. He knows all of the stuff. They could have pressed him down on the day-to-day operations. You know, how many times? I've heard that you guys are going to get tested 3 or 4 times a day. Is that true? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, somebody did mention something about his brother, and he had a great line about, you know, having 12 feet apart. I mean, the guy's just a great, he's a veteran, so he's not going to get caught in any kind of traps. But come on, man, ask about some of the opponents. Ask about Philly. Let's talk about Boston.
Wants to know about, they want to know about the testing.
They want to know about who, which is against the law, man. Don't even, you got to get to basketball. And I try to tell people this all the time. If you want somebody, know somebody, it may not even be the subject, It may not even be the subject. Just get them to talking. Sooner or later, they'll tell you what you want to know. But if you're going to try to, you know, trick them, it ain't working. That's media training. And I love it. I really do. But I wanted to press down more on, you know, playing these opponents, you know, restarting all over again. Because before the restart, you dominated all those teams in the East. Do you think it'll be different? I mean, with this kind of time off, do guys, you think people will be able to scout you guys differently? I mean, somebody did ask an Eric Bledsoe question. I mean, but for the most part, you know, and you can kind of appreciate it in a way because they feel like the safety part of it, that's very important. But I think I agree with Garrett. They kind of care about safety, but it would be better if their particular news outlet had a headline who they thought it would be, if any, even if they reported nobody tested positive. That's a better headline. So my thing is, first of all, the quality of listening through these things is painful. And I'm shocked after 5 or 6 months, they have not figured out how to mute their computers.
Right?
How to just be prepared when they call on you. It was just painful. You have to struggle to just, come on, media people. Y'all got to get it together. Because I hear other interviews and it sounds so crisp. And some of them just don't, you know, and the Bucks are doing all they can to give everybody, you know, a chance to ask questions. But I remember Aaron Rodgers, remember his press conference? He just kind of just told it, somebody got to mute their computer. And then I think the head coach just cut it off for a while. We're just going to stop. We had a dog barking. But for the most part, he is a very optimistic because he knows what the plan is. We don't. He knows his teammates. You know, we don't. He also knows that he's excited because he's familiar with where they're going. He's familiar with that area. So this is a plus getting the guy to know, kind of can navigate his way around when he get to the Orlando area.
He is Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler and inventor of the Lambeau Leap. Also former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola. This is the Wendy's Big Show. And coming up on the other side, the NFL's got a lot on their plate, so what should the decision be this time around? And are you still going to be watching depending on what their decision is? Wendy's Big Show continues right after this.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.